Welcome to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast. Coming up on this one, Sheldon Keefe fired as a head coach, something we knew was going to happen. We'll look ahead on what's going forward with the Leafs, all this and more on 216 of the Tip In podcast.
Sheldon Keefe, the sacrificial lamb, and the first domino to drop in what should be a very interesting offseason for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Let's hit the intro.
A shot, scores! Austin Matthews has hit 69! It's never sounded so sweet!
Hey everyone, welcome to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
So here we are, Dale. We're recording this Thursday evening, midday today. It was announced that Sheldon Keefe had been fired. We will be doing another podcast after the meeting tomorrow with reporters and Shanahan, Pelle, and Tree Living.
Yeah. And the new head coach? No. Well, no.
I don't think yet, but no. Today we're just going to, this is sort of a reaction video to Sheldon Keefe finally fired as head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
That would be a quick yank, though, wouldn't it? A quick turnaround? Thursday out, new guy Friday in. That would be a quick turnaround.
That would tell me, I mean, you knew who you were going to hire a long time ago.
I think we know who they're going to hire anyway. We'll get into that. But no, more like they'll do some due diligence here. Just like I guess Shanny did last year with bringing in Tree Living, the first guy he interviewed, and then whoever else he interviewed after that just basically wasted their fucking times because he was going with Tree Living anyway. But so I see a exact same pattern happening here. We'll get to the names and stuff in a second here, and we'll get to Keith, obviously. They're going to interview their first guy, and then they'll interview a bunch of other guys, and they're going to go with the first guy. I see the exact same thing happening here. But yeah, I want to take a little trip down memory lane with Sheldon Keefe. You see the old interview he did today in front of either a gorgeous lake or an ocean, or he was just...
Yeah, it wasn't an interview. It wasn't an interview. It was
a little thank you.
It was just thank you. It was a goodbye message. Normally, he would release a statement. He said, screw releasing a statement. I'm just going to film myself in front of a gorgeous lake here at the cottage.
How many years later now since Babcock got fired? And we still have not received one of those from him. Babs has still never said anything about the Leafs after he did his final like media locker room clean out of here, got fired. That was it. Or not media locker, you know, sorry, he was mid-season.
He didn't release a statement? He must have released a statement at the time.
I don't think so, because he was just like, you're going to fire the hockey god? He didn't release fucking...
Okay. I can't remember if he released a statement but normally you would just release like a paper statement,
no,
something that goes out to social media, to the newspapers, but this was cool. I thought this was cool the way that Keefe did it.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. I'd like to know where he was because it just looked like beautiful. Like he's just like, how many deep is he right now? Probably.
I don't know. Did a part of you think he was going to rip the tarp off and dive in at the end of the video?
That would have been absolute going out legend style right there. Just like cannonball. It's like happy it's over type thing.
Just like a bunch of girls in bikinis and like music and beer. Everything just comes into frame. He's like, goodbye, Toronto.
Boom. Don't have to deal with this fucking bullshit anymore. I'm moving on to greener pastures. Oh my God. He must feel a huge monkey off the back. He must feel just absolute, like he just blew a massive load all over the place. Huge relief.
I bet he does. But at the same time, it's got to bug him.
Bittersweet because he didn't get it done. But think about the pressure and the bullshit of the... I know he said, like, thanks for the efforts, guys, and all that. Well, yeah, really, though. Like, what are you going to say? Like, thanks, Mitch. Thanks a pant load.
Yeah. What did they have? I saw the list today. They had him on there. He was, like, the fifth longest serving coach in the NHL.
Oh, yeah. He's been there for 2019.
Yeah. And, I mean, let's look at the Leafs track record, man. You go back, just start with Montreal, like, or even go before that, losing to Columbus in the bubble, blowing the lead to Montreal, blowing a 3-2 series lead to Tampa, then you win one, but then you get blown out by Florida in the second round. They had a lot of patience with Keefe.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of coaches would have been fired a long time ago. So, yeah, I think the time was right. He was at the end. He was ready to tarp off, have a beer, jump in the lake, have a time, man.
Well, I think he's having a time right now. But, yeah, you're right. And look, like, let's be clear here. Sheldon Keefe, so just I want your thoughts on it. What did you think? Like, obviously, the playoff success was not there. I'm sure you'll agree with me here. Like, I mean, it's kind of, we both, I think, see it the same way. Great regular season coach. Good regular season coach. Would you go as far as great? I don't think I would. They never won the division. They never, like, 100 points.
They won the Canadian division.
Okay, fair. A little easier there.
But they never won the Atlantic when they had Boston and Tampa and Florida.
Yeah, there. Never won the Atlantic. Like, so I wouldn't put him in the category of, like, great, the greatest Leafs coaches. I know his numbers are good, but, like, you know, the team is... you know, inflating stats, an inflating stats regular season team. That's just who they've always been since they've had these.
Yeah, they've never won the Atlantic. They never won the President's Trophy. I think they only had home ice once, like outside of the Montreal when they were just playing the Atlantic Division.
Yeah, yeah.
Home ice once, right, against Tampa last year.
That's right. Yeah.
2 years ago.
No, last year. Okay. Last year, because they won that series in game 6 on the road. So it was last year.
Most of the time they had home ice
against Florida in the second round too. Lost both games at home.
Yeah. And he also didn't, they had the most points in one regular season with Keith behind the bench with 115 points. So yeah, he did. I wouldn't say out of this world regular season. They didn't win the President's Trophy. Good. They weren't winning the Atlantic every year, but very good regular season coach.
Did he keep his job too long? Yes. Yeah, they could have walked away from him last summer. Like a clean sweep of Dubas and Keefe, although Shanahan wanted both of them back. So we're going in crazy land. Is Shanahan land now is just fucking crazy land. But anyway, we'll see what happens tomorrow with the whole when the management speaks. But could have fired him last summer when they hired Tree Living. I understand why they didn't give him another chance. Well, failed. They could have fired him the summer before that when they lost to Tampa. So that was after they lost to Florida. The summer before that, after they lost to Tampa in the first round, could have canned them there. Tight series, but could have canned them there. Another first round loss. The Montreal series, yeah, absolutely could have fucking and should have canned them there.
We talked on the podcast that year that we thought he was going to be fired.
Most coaches would not get another chance from being down 3-1. I know he'd only been there for
being
a couple of years.
3-1.
Or being up 3-1, sorry, and blowing that to the Habs. I mean,
yeah, that one hurt. And especially better team. They were so much better outside of Carey Price. They were so much better than Montreal. They dominated them all year, and then they lost. They lost three straight.
After that Montreal debacle, they gave him three more chances at it. Three more chances at it. Could not do, and on one playoff series win in those three chances. So it's just
that's what I'm saying is the patience was there. He had his time, and this isn't a premature or a premature firing. This is,
oh God, no, this is long overdue.
Long overdue.
I don't like to see anybody get fired, but in this particular situation, it was needed, and it's not the only fucking move needed. Like I said, I look at this as like, I look at Sheldon as the sacrificial lamb here. I'm not convinced of how much else they're going to do here, but
he's the easy one.
He's the easiest.
There's
one.
There's not a no movement clause. There's not a big contract tied to it. No. You can just cut ties with Sheldon.
Yeah.
Eat the money and go on. Eat
the money. They signed him to an extension that he never even touched. Like, it's crazy. Well,
he's still going to get paid.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, why the need? Like, just let it play out. They did it with Dubas. Shanny's going into the last year of his contract. If he comes out tomorrow with a contract extension, I am going to lose my shit. If they extend Shanny tomorrow, dude, I was looking at a lot of the Keith comments today, like on the Leafs page, and like some just kind of nobody really wanting him to stay. Like knowing it, people, a lot of fans knowing that change is needed here, but like wishing him well and all that. But the fucking Shanahan getting roasted. Don't know if you saw any of that. They're like, shit, Shanny next. Every second or third comment, Shanny better be next, Shanny next. Yeah. I happen to share that. I'm done with Shanny. I'm done. 10 years, dude. Like, what more do you want to see from this guy? 10 years.
Yeah. I think the whole thing from top to bottom has kind of run its course. There's been a lot of good things. Like we said this last podcast, Shanahan did a lot of good things. He sort of brought some credibility back to the team.
Big time.
Because it was a dumpster fire before he got here. But, you know, he drafted Matthews, Marner. He brought in Lou Lamoriello. He brought in Babcock, which at the time was a big deal, even though it turned out to be a sour one. He changed the face, but it's just, it's run its course. And now you have a team that are in their prime. They're grown ass men. They're not rookies anymore. And you need a coach who's going to treat them like that. And you need a president and general manager who aren't going to dick around and are going to build a winner no matter what it takes.
Totally agree. So
it probably should have happened a few years ago when you had to negotiate with these guys.
100% agreed. So anyway, good luck to Sheldon. I mean, I don't hold any resentment against Sheldon. I just think that he made some poor decisions at times. I think he was outcoached in basically every single playoff round that he coached. Literally, I can't think of one where I know they won against Tampa. He was still outcoached. So I can't, in certain games, he was not outcoached, but I can't think of one series where he wasn't outcoached. Can you?
No, he was definitely outcoached. The baffling thing about Sheldon Keefe, like the way his teams have performed in the playoffs, is their lack of getting it up, as she said. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the last year.
Nothing worse.
Like it's the Columbus series, the Montreal series, like all those series, they were there. But when the game mattered, they didn't show up. And then this year, game four, like you're down 2-1. Last year, when they were down 2-0. To Florida. Do you remember that? And they big needed problem. To win that game three. Big they problem. Didn't show up.
A big problem every
that's
year.
That's a big problem. And that's a lot on the coaching. Like, I know the players have to go out and execute, but the fact that your players aren't ready to play those big games, that's the coach's fault. And that it just seemed to happen every series. There was a game or two. And then he would always rope his team back in, turn it around. He didn't do it in the Florida series, but every other one.
Yeah.
But it's too little too late.
Yeah. By that point. Yeah. When you get in such deep holes, like in the playoffs, you're dead. So yeah, a lot of that is coaching. Like, I know the players need to perform. I'm absolutely no means willing to take the top guys off the hook.
No.
Absolutely no way. But yeah, I think Sheldon, like, he gave it a good try, and it just is, he's not the right guy. Like, it was becoming more blatantly obvious that he's not the right guy. If you're ever going to get the most out of this, he got the most out of these guys that he could possibly get.
He was the right guy for when they were rookies. He was the right guy for when they were younger. But right now, when you're trying to get to the second, third, fourth round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, I don't think he's the guy for this team.
No.
I would not be surprised if Sheldon Keefe went to another veteran team and coached them to the Stanley Cup final. Would not be surprised. But
I don't know about a veteran team. I don't know about that.
Like a team that doesn't need the coach to be such a prominent voice. To get them going.
Like, I think he might do better with like a younger team that doesn't have any superstars, to be honest. Like,
when he coached them, buy into his system.
Yeah. Like that's what I think he needs. Like, when he coached the Marlies, there was no stars down there, and he was just like, the Marlies killed it all the time. So clearly I think he is a decent coach. He can implement a decent system, but a lot of these guys just not interested. They're just not interested in buying in fully buying into like what he really wanted. But that's going to change here. So anyway, we wish Sheldon the best. I mean, no hard feelings here, brother. And he'll land on his feet just like Dubas did. Sheldon, they'll probably be reunited in no time.
There's already some of the hockey insiders are reporting that teams are reaching out to see if he wants to interview for like the New Jersey position, the Winnipeg position, things like that. There's so many coaching vacancies right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, young guy. He'll get back in. No question about it. So, anyway, good luck to him. Just not the right guy here. Just was never going to work. Everyone fucking saw the writing on the wall. First domino of many dominoes. I hope. We'll see you again. We'll see you tomorrow with Shanahan and Tree Living and Pelly out there, whatever they're going to say. I hope we get some type of substance there. I really, really do. I'm not counting on it. Like, if they run this back again, which I'm just becoming more and more fearful of, maybe not even because they like want to per se, but their hands will be forced on JT and on Mitch, that they'll just have no chance to run it back for one more season, which will be very disappointing. But at least we'll have a new coach. And like, you know, I don't know, if you go to Mitch and say, sorry, Mitch, like, we're not extending you. So why do you want, like, would he stay for another year, do you think? Or is that enough for him to be like, here's five teams, get the best deal you can?
Yeah. Or we'll extend you, but you're taking a pay cut.
No, why? No. Why?
I think that's more embarrassing than letting him walk to UFA.
Well, he's not the type of, his agent will not allow that. Like,
but if he wanted to make right with the fans in Toronto, if he was like, I'm coming back and I'm taking less money.
Do you think he gives a fuck about that?
No, I don't think so. I think he's going to want more than Nylander. Yeah. He's going to want like $12 million, and he ain't worth $12 million. No, he wasn't worth $10.93 when you signed him after his entry-level deal. That Mitch's, was a terrible contract.
Of course. Mitch's agent has a history of walking his players to UFA. That's probably exactly what he's going to do here with Mitch. But all I'm saying is, like, if they go to Mitch and they say, look, Mitch, there will not be an extension on the table for you. Would that be enough for you to be like, okay, talk to the agent. We'll put a list together and we'll do it. Or do you think he'll just be like, fuck it. I'm playing out my final year here. I'm going to try to win here and change their mind. Or well,
he has the say.
So what do you think? How would you play that?
Just Mitch or JT too? If I'm looking at just Mitch, I think there is a world where Mitch would waive, but there's got to be a team that he wants to go to. And I think if he's going to go, he's going to want that team to do a sign and trade. Like, he gets traded and he gets his 8-year, $12 million contract. But hey, will you go to Utah for us for this season and then become a UFA? He's going to be like, no, I'm staying here where I'm comfortable.
No, totally. My family's
here. My buddies are here.
Yep. But now it could get to a point where you touch the puck at Scotiabank Arena and you're getting booed every night because he's not far off.
Yeah, I think after the summer, once the training camp starts, fans will start to forget about that.
I won't.
You won't, but a lot of fans will. But next year, if they make the playoffs and this happens again, it'll be...
Well, why wouldn't it happen again, though? Okay, look.
Oh, it will happen again. But I'm just saying, most fans will forget. And there's a lot of fans who still love Mitch Marner.
But you can't. I don't think Mitch. You can't win with them. Can't win with them. Not here. Can't do it. He can go somewhere else and be a supporting cast and maybe potentially win like Kessel did. But when you.
Yeah, but you can't pay supporting cast $12 million.
No, I understand that. But like.
He's getting paid like a Nate McKinnon. He's getting paid like a Leon Draisaitl. He's getting paid like all the elites in the NHL. But
yeah, no,
he's not.
It's never going to work here. It's not going to work. So anyway, whatever. Like, if Tree Living can find a way to move Mitch and find a way to move off JT this summer alone, if he can just do those two things, clear that money and shape this team up to new goaltender, a real legit starter, start building on the back end. Like, I mean, that would just be an check, like hitting fucking home runs for Tree Living. Anyway, lots more to come. Like, we're not done yet here, guys. Like, we'll be back with it. Obviously tomorrow or Saturday, we'll be back talking about what the management said.
We'll see if my thing is true for tomorrow.
Okay, hang on. What's the thing? Oh, the Shanny thing. Taking a different position in the organization. Okay.
That's my guess.
And we'll be back when they hire a new coach and probably just do even another episode in the next week or so about just kind of like who's staying, who's going, what we think the team should look like next year, what it will probably actually look like. So we've still got 2 to 3 more episodes left before we go and hit the fucking deck like Sheldon did today. And with us up there, there will be full tarps off and full cannonballs, 100%. Yeah.
Bottoms off too.
Oh, fucking 100%, man. First things off right there. But okay, so before we go then, let's leave it with a little bit of speculation, Chad. Who is the next coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs for you? Who's on the short list? And how do you want it? What do you want? And assistants. Okay. Sorry. Why did the assistants come on the power play? Guy Boucher. What the fuck? Like, why didn't you just false clean sweep this whole fucking thing or make today about Sheldon? And like in the coming days, the rest of the guys are gone too.
Yeah. I think I have a theory on that. One is you might want to wait to see your head coaches to see if he wants to keep any of them.
Well,
two, I mean, the guy at the top of the list, Craig Berube, his old assistant coach is Van Ryan.
Well, that's one guy. The other guy's got to go.
I know, but maybe they're like, all right, well, we'll just keep both and see if he wants them.
I'm mainly talking about Boucher, but...
Yeah, it is weird. Normally, you just clean house and you let the coach that comes in pick his own staff.
Most of those guys will be gone, man. You look at the special teams. No, you can't bring those guys back. You just can't.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I want your thoughts on short list. Who do you ultimately think will get it? And
I think, okay, so... Obviously, everyone's talking about Craig Berube. I think it's going to be someone who, I don't think it's going to be anybody who hasn't won a cup. I think number one on the list is you have to have won a Stanley Cup.
I think
not lots of playoff experience.
I think, well, as a coach or a player?
Coach. Okay, if you're talking Rod Brind'Amour, absolutely.
The only guy I could see that, you know, like he would be real high on the list. I know the Canes are still playing, and it's going to complicate things if they want Berube. If the Canes go to the third round or whatever, the cup final, I don't really see that happening now the way the Rangers have fucking played. They haven't lost a game in the playoffs.
Yeah, Brendan Moore is the one guy. He definitely is the one guy that I, if he's available, you take Rod Brendan Moore. The guy's a beast, but he's such a legend in Carolina. Is he ever going to leave Carolina? I don't think so. But if you look at the list, if you look at the list of people that are available, there's some good coaches on the list that are out there right now, but I would narrow it down. I'd be like, all right, who's won a cup and who has?
Well, most of the guys that are available. Okay. So for me, you want to know what I would do? And this is just whatever. So take for me, if Cooper wanted to leave Tampa, he'd be right there for me, top 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, he's got 1 year left. He's not going anywhere.
I don't really see that happening. And then Brendan Moore would also be right there.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. But considering those guys are still employed, just looking at the guys that are currently available, for me personally, I'm going full old school, and I'm going my head coach and my two assistants would be, I'd go with Berube because I just like to, you want to talk about accountability. He's not the best like X's and O's guys, but if you bring in some help around you, I think he can get the most out of these guys. They already know how to fucking play hockey. Okay. Do they need a whole new system here? I don't think so. You just a little more motivation, a little more fire from your coach rather than just
okay, that's what I'm saying.
Keith was very monotone, right? Berube speaks in that room, you're going to kind of, ears are going to pop up a little bit. Right. So for me, it's Berube and he will hold them accountable. He's not afraid. If you've listened to any of his press conferences over the years, not afraid to call out guys when they're not playing well, whatever. So I think the Leafs could use a little bit of, less coddling and a head coach that isn't afraid to be like, you know what, Mitch? Yeah, no, not good enough, bud.
I think that goes to the top though. I think a lot of this time Keith wasn't allowed. I think the whole Shanahan thing, I think that is why the fans want Shanahan gone, is he coddles the players. The fact that
Berube won't do that, though.
I know, but the fact that Shanahan called all the players last year after the playoffs and said, hey, don't worry, you're all staying.
It was after he fired Dubas.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah.
He should never do that because it should never, never, ever, ever be like, you're staying, don't worry.
No way.
Anything you do. So I think from the top down, you just gotta shake it up. There's gotta be a new voice. The players have to be like, shit, things could actually go sideways here.
Yeah. For us. Oh yeah. No, I agree.
And I agree with you. Berube in the room would be like a hard ass.
Yeah, which I'm not afraid of. So here I'm probably stretching it here, but here's what I like to stretch it out every now and then. I'm gonna stretch one out for you right now.
Tell me
if you think I'm probably off base here, but here's what I would do. Honestly, ton of experience and some championships and just whatever. And all three of these guys fucking played, I believe. Berube, head coach, Claude Julien, Bruce Boudreau. Done.
Yeah.
All three vets.
I love having Bruce Boudreau some way, not the head coach, but some way involved.
Get him on the bench. Have him run the fucking power play or something. He can't possibly do any worse than Guy Boucher. He loves the fucking Maple Leafs. Get two guys. Berube was a fucking animal, man. You look at some of his clips from his playing days. This guy was a fucking he would kill you on the ice. Beat the living shit out of you on the ice. He was as tough as he was. He was really tough.
Berube won the cup. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a big check mark because no matter how you do it, to win four rounds in the playoffs is hard.
Yeah.
But outside of that, his coaching record's not amazing.
No, it's not.
But he does have that one cup. But did he just someone like John Cooper or Joel Quenneville who have multiple cups? It's a little different.
Yeah. Dude, I would do
you could ride a hot goalie or a something all the way to the Stanley Cup.
I would do the Quenneville thing if I could, but I just don't see it happen.
No, that'll never happen. I'm just saying, if there was a guy like that out there, a multiple Stanley Cup proven winner, that would be my guy. I like Berube. I like his style. That's the only thing though. When I actually look at his coaching record, I'm like, he had the one good year, and then he's kind of he's good, just like Sheldon Keefe. He's a good coach.
Okay, but he loses
in the playoffs.
Some of the other names I've heard bantered around out there, like Todd McLennan. Who's the other guy? Claude Gallant.
Gerard.
Gerard. Gerard. Yeah. Sorry. There was another one I was hearing too. I can't. Oh, the dude, former dude from Edmonton, Jay Woodcock. Woodcroft or Woodcock?
Woodcroft.
Oh my God. You imagine they brought in another cock? Another.
Oh, Jesus.
So I don't want him. I don't like him. I don't think his personality fits. Like, he's just, he reminds me of just a little, not for me, too close to Sheldon Keefe.
I think they're going to go the opposite way. And Jay Woodcroft's a good coach, but it's, you got to go the opposite way.
No. So he's not the guy for me. And yeah, McLennan, I wouldn't do that. I know he's been around the block. He has done a lot of winning, but not a ton of winning in the playoffs. I don't believe he won the cup. Or did he? Did he win the cup?
No.
Maybe not as a head coach. Maybe as an assistant, he might have. But anyway, whatever.
No, there's only a couple guys on the list that have won. Craig Berube, Dan Bylsma, but he hasn't coached in the NHL since 2018. He's right now the head coach of the Seattle Kraken affiliate. But he had that rough go in Buffalo and kind of...
Yeah, I don't think
Jack Eichel butted heads, and it kind of that was the end of him.
I don't think he's the guy. I don't see it.
No, but I'm just saying guys who have won Stanley Cups.
Yeah. I just don't see them going with another. No.
Yeah. I mean, all signs point to Craig Berube.
100%. And he's, you know what? He seems like he'll be a tree. He's the toughest nosed coach available. Living likes a tougher, edgier shit. That's why I see it being like, here's a fit. And the guy up top wearing the suits every day, Shanny, he used to like that too. I don't know what happened to him.
I know. He used to be that type of player. And you know what? It doesn't have to be long-term. It could be like a Torts situation. We need a guy to come in for 3 or 4 years and teach these guys how to win in the playoffs. And then when the team is complete and the fans are completely tired of them, move on to someone else. But just bring them in. So we'll see. Maybe they'll announce it tomorrow. But like I said, I think tomorrow Shanahan's going to be moved to a different position because he has 1 year left and because he can take the bullet. If next season goes awry, then you can fire him halfway through the season. Because the new CEO is not going to be like, yeah, he's gone. It's all on me now.
Yeah, I guess that makes
sense.
He
needs that shield in front of him.
Well, no, but he could have put just Tree in charge, right, of everything.
Yeah, so, but he's still the guy that's got to rubber stamp everything, right?
Yeah. All right.
But if you put Shanny there, it gives him one bullet to use. Like We'll see.
You're right. Like, there still could be something up. Well, look at all the bullets Shanny's had here now. We'll get into it.
Yeah. Like, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Yeah, they're going to make him like, he's going to be like Dwight Schrute. He's going to be the assistant manager or whatever. Like, that's going to be his role.
All right. Anyway.
For the tip in. Oh, final thoughts is we'll see you tomorrow. The thing's at 10:30. Sometime either tomorrow or Saturday, we're going to record an episode, depending on how it goes. Yep. We'll have it up for you. And like Dale said, we'll have a few more episodes before we take the trunks off and the tarps off and we dive in the lake with Sheldon Keefe in a few weeks. For the Tip in Maple Leafs podcast, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at the Tip in Maple Leafs podcast. We're on TikTok at the Tip in Podcast, and we're on Twitter or X Tip in Pod. You can email us tipinpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And we will.
Can't wait to see what the three-headed monster has to say tomorrow up there, tomorrow morning. Cannot wait to see if they answer any questions with, like, real questions or if it's just full politician mode and we get absolutely nothing.
You're going to hear this a lot. We just can't answer that right now. We're in the middle of it'll be a lot of we can't answer that right now.
I hope not, man. I would like some accountability held. I would like some real honest truth about can you win with these guys? Do you want to bring it back? All these things and answered with real answers. I'm not convinced we're going to get that, but
I can get a good look at a bull's ass by sticking my head up it. But wouldn't you rather take the butcher's word for it?
100%. Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Please like this video on YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel. It will really help us out a lot. Should be very interesting tomorrow. We'll be back to break it all down and we'll catch you later.